Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo here. And one of your, as we approach New Year's, one of your resolutions may be about really focusing on your health, but maybe it's your dental health. And, you know, the dental practice doctor's offices are slowly getting back to normal post-COVID. It's been a kind of a slow transition back to a kind of like a quote-unquote normal. To talk with us about that is a guest who's been on It's Your Community before. Dr. Timothy Kosinski is an affiliated adjunct clinical professor at the University of Detroit Mercy of Dentistry and serves on the editorial review board of Reality, the information resource for aesthetics dentistry, and the past editor of the Michigan Academy of General Dentistry, and so much more. Doctor, thank you so much, Dr. Kosinski, for joining us again here on It's Your Community.
Hi, Vanessa. You can call me Tim this morning if you like.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thank you so much, Tim. But let's talk about just getting back to this post-pandemic normal. How is it going?
Well, you know, that's a very legitimate question. I think that in our practice, in most of my friends' practices, we're busy. Patients are coming back. The reluctance, the fear of contracting COVID has dissipated a little bit, but I think there still is a little bit of a concern. We treat a lot of older patients, and many of our patients are on compromised with their health on medications. And so you can't blame people for being a little bit concerned. But I think the dental profession as a whole has done a phenomenal job in protecting our patients. We always have, throughout my career, but especially in the age of COVID, most of us have gone overboard in trying to create a safe environment for our patients. So I encourage patients to come in, get their teeth cleaned, see our hygienist, get an evaluation from the dentist to make sure that their dental condition doesn't deteriorate to a point where it's much more expensive, much more invasive to get them back to a healthy baseline.
You know, that's a really good point too, because often we don't think about the other health issues that could be related to bad dental hygiene or dental health.
That is really true. I'm an educator, an editor of three different magazines, and so I do keep up with the literature, and oral health is so important. We like to say we're the gateway to the rest of the body. And your dentist, when we're doing a thorough examination, can oftentimes see health conditions that can become very serious. And we oftentimes will refer to our colleagues, our medical, our physician colleagues to take care of them. You know, monitoring blood pressure, bacteria is constantly going into your bloodstream if you have infected teeth. Vanessa, we're seeing so many people come in with broken teeth because of the stress of life right now.
Really?
It's hard for a lot of people. And we can't ignore abscesses, infected teeth. And I'll tell patients, I say, you know, regardless of financial concerns or the fear of a treatment, in the age of COVID, you can't walk around with infected teeth, with an infected mouth, because it could invariably create havoc if you ever became your immune system decreases in this age of COVID. So a healthy mouth will help you fight off many of the complications that we're having in today's society.
You know, when you say life is hard, yeah, it is hard. Is it because they're holding off on taking care of their dental health? Why are their teeth breaking? Like, what's happening?
Well, I think stress.
That's so sad.
People have financial concerns right now. And so, we all have priorities, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of what they are. And I like to tell my patients, you know, we're all on a budget, Vanessa. It doesn't matter how much we have or don't have. And I think in my mind, you know, Vanessa, we talked before, I lost 62 pounds. I do Pilates now, and I'm trying to become very healthy. Your body, your health is probably the most important thing. You know, when you're young, older people would say, you know, health is everything. And you find that your health is everything, and your dental health is one of the primary things of maintaining a healthy mind and body.
Yeah. Let's talk about that too, because, you know, you focus on dentistry, but you're right. It all kind of goes hand in hand. We have to take care of our mental, physical, emotional health on a regular basis. Tell us about your journey and losing more than 60 pounds and what advice do you have for people? Because we're talking about New Year's, right? We're heading into 2023, Doc. And, you know, that's often a resolution, is to get healthy. So let's talk about that.
Well, you know, and it's an interesting story. It's been about 2.5 years. My left knee was horrible. I had a hard time going around, and you know, Vanessa, I travel a lot lecturing around the country, and I was just having a hard time. And I remember being at Metro Airport pre-COVID, and a woman grabbed my arm and said, "I'm praying for you that you get better, that you can walk better." And so from that point, I knew I had to do something. And so most of my weight loss was diet. We eat too much.
Welcome to my world. I'm a stress eater.
that's life today, you know, and a lot of stress. And a good friend of mine recommended that I do Pilates, which is extremely challenging. I think for a man, it might be a little bit easier than for a woman, but it melted off and I had my knee replaced. It's the best thing I ever did. I'm just incredibly healthy now. So I think it's mind over matter. I think it's very easy to stop and get a coffee and a couple donuts in the morning, and as opposed to eating better, eating less, our portions. You know, I travel, so you know, you get a 14-ounce bone-in ribeye and a loaded baked potato, and now I get a 6 or 8 ounce fillet and some vegetables.
Yeah,
I just cut everything in half. I guess that's my diet book. Cut everything in half.
Yeah, portion control has a lot to do with it, and stress has a lot to do. We were talking about stress and managing our stress, and you know, smile does affect our overall self-esteem. When we talk about emotional health, Dr. Kosinski, too, is like, people, you know, if you don't have a good smile, you know this in your profession, it does affect people's ability to go get a good job, get into a relationship. How do you help your patients when it comes to a good smile?
You know, that is really important. The first thing you see in a person is a smile. Now, in the last couple of years of COVID, we all wore masks.
Yeah.
So maybe that wasn't as critical, but you're right. And a nice smile really introduces you to the world. And that's aesthetic. And we talked about health earlier. You know, when we're missing teeth causes other problems. When you don't have a full complement of teeth, you're not digesting your food properly, which means that you're not chewing it properly, which affects your stomach, which affects all the health issues. And what do? We take medications. And the more medications we take affects other systems of our body. And so, you know, a healthy lifestyle, a healthy smile is very important. And I know that for instance, my son is in Brooklyn and he works in the World Trade Center and he is required to go back 3 times a week into the city. Well, you know, people are going back to normalcy to a lot of extent, and our presentation, we're not in our pajamas anymore all day, is important. So I challenge patients that haven't seen the dentist in a year or two, or have neglected it, or have a tooth pain, or an odd looking tooth, or a missing tooth, to see a dentist. It doesn't mean that everything has to be done overnight. We come up with a plan, a game plan. It could be a 5-year plan, but a plan to bring that patient back to health, not only oral health, but physical, complete body health.
You know, and you, Dr. Timothy Kosinski, who we're talking to here on It's Your Community, you're also the editor of Implants Today. So tell us about implants. Are they complicated? Can anybody get them? I mean, how does that work? Because you hear a lot about implants.
Yeah, implants are red hot right now. You see, you know, advertisements and many dentists. You know, I've trained about 8,000 dentists over my career.
Wow.
I've placed well over 17,000 implants. So I've been doing it a long, long time. And implants have become rather routine. Obviously, it's not routine for the patient, but it's become routine for most dentists. And what an implant is simply a piece of metal that's placed into the jaw. It's made of titanium, similar to a knee or a hip. The procedure is really relatively non-invasive in many situations. Obviously, there's more complicated ones, but we make a small incision. We have a series of drills. And you have to remember, Vanessa, bone is not innervated. So the procedures are not overly complicated or I'm going to say painful, for the lack of a better word, or uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Most of my patients just take Advil following surgery. And they can be life-changing, because missing teeth can be replaced by new teeth, which is a remarkable thing. And the costs have come down exponentially, Vanessa. You know, we have a teaching center here in the office where we're trying to give back to the community. And I think that's important at this time, make it affordable for patients to have high quality dentistry.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be overwhelming financially or physically, or the stresses of discomfort. You really need to talk to your dentist and get a thorough evaluation. It's really something.
Yeah, it is. And let me ask you this. And I know some patients have to, and this is getting in the nitty gritty, but some of the patients, you might have to have a bone graft, like if you're missing, if the bone is depleted a little bit. So that's still gotten, that's advanced too over the years, correct?
Oh my, you know, everything that we've done, you know, Vanessa, when I started 35 years ago, you know, a surgical procedure for one implant may have been a 2.5 hour procedure. Mm-hmm. 70% of my patients I sedated. Today, it's a 15 or 20 minute procedure.
Wow. You know,
it's become pretty commonplace in many situations. So I know that I like to say in my lectures, you know, the internet really changed the way we practice dentistry, because patients will Google search missing a tooth, my tooth hurts, I hate my partial, I hate my denture. And what's going to come up is dental implants. And so, you know, finding a competent individual to provide you service can be life-changing, can really improve the quality of your life dramatically. It's just an amazing technique that dentistry is able to provide today.
Mm-hmm. Where are you located, Dr. Kosicki? I mean, where can people find you?
I'm at in Bingham Farms at the corner of 13 Mile and Telegraph, 31,000 Telegraph Road, pretty center in the city. Mm-hmm. We have a great team. My team is just phenomenal. They've been all with me for a long, long time. So we try to make our patients feel comfortable, overwhelmed. We try to educate and instruct. I think that's important. The more a patient understands about any procedure, the better the result will be. And we take a lot of time. A lot of what we do in dentistry is art, you know.
Yeah.
The technical aspect is, as I said earlier, has become fairly routine, but the art is really something special.
Yeah. You know, what would you say to people who are hesitant to go to the dentist? I had a father, he's since passed away many years ago, but he used to fear the dentist. Amazingly, he never lost a tooth, but but he brushed his teeth, he flossed, but he had this like fear of the dentist. And one day I remember forcing him, like, Dad, you have to go for a cleaning. Like, and he, you know, he's from the Middle East. He comes back and goes, Vanessa, I was there for 2.5 hours. I go, yeah, Dad, because you haven't had a cleaning in about 10 years. What did you expect?
But he had
meticulous hygiene. Right. But what would you say to people who fear the dentist? Because there are people who have a legitimate fear of the dentist. You know, what would you say to them?
That is very true. But we have to look back. I'm not a psychologist, but we look back. Why is there a fear? Well, maybe they had a bad experience when they were young.
Yeah.
The financial fear, I mean, that's legitimate. Uh-huh. We have to prioritize, as we said earlier. But in today's environment, you know, our techniques and our protocols, our training has really eliminated most of the uncomfortableness. And I think finding somebody that talks you through it, mm-hmm. Making sure our patients are in control of the situation is very, very important. We offer sedation in the office, Vanessa. We can bring a nurse anesthetist in. We work a lot with physically and mentally challenged. We work with very apprehensive patients, patients that won't even sit in the chair and stand as we're examining them. But, having the ability to control the situation, and every situation's individual. And so really talking things through, making people feel comfortable, giving them the option, medications can help a lot in relieving the anxiety. And my experience, I've been doing this a long time, is once you have a good experience, then the follow-ups are much easier.
Yeah.
So like your dad, you know, after that first 2.5 hours, it would have been easier to go back.
Because he went back. He did.
Went back to 50 minutes.
Yeah, he did go back. And I said, okay, Dad, if you at least can go once a year, I know you don't want to go twice a year, like you really should, but if you could just go once a year, it won't be as bad. You know, and so he started doing that. He's like, you're right. Okay, it's not as bad. You know,
there but, you go.
Yeah. There I think go. It's in the old country, they didn't have dentists really.
Of course.
So it was all kind of like, it was like, he just never got used to it being an American having a dentist. And my mom even say, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you going, going to the dentist?
But, you know, but, Vanessa, but more than teeth, you know, we look at the entire oral environment. We have to look at oral cancers and lesions. And these can be life-threatening. Again, I know I repeat myself, especially in the age of COVID, we have to catch things early. You know, Vanessa, we have laser treatment now, you know, even something as simple as a cold sore on your lip. We can eliminate that with our dental laser now.
Really?
It's remarkable what we're able to accomplish with technology and eliminate or minimize the amount of medicaments or medications that patients take. Technology is booming in dentistry and implant dentistry and in just maintaining our patients. And we want to give our patients a positive experience, and one positive experience leads to other ones.
Yeah. The advancement in dentistry is amazing. You're right. We've come a long way in just a few short years as well. And, you know, I want to elaborate on that point you make in terms of other health issues. You know, I know somebody, a dentist actually caught somebody's daughter's thyroid cancer. Dentists do catch cancers that another doctor may not catch, in your throat, in your mouth, in your, you know, and so he caught her daughter's thyroid cancer at a very young age. Thank God they caught it early enough, but they had no idea she had thyroid cancer.
Yeah. And, you know, cardiac issues, you know, oftentimes we will see things, you know, gastric issues, snoring, people aren't sleeping well, you know, we see a myriad of commercials today. You know, when, you know, dark circles under the eyes, we're looking at the whole facial area, the head and neck area. When our patients come in for an examination and, you know, dark circles under the eye, maybe they're not sleeping well, you know, the snoring, we see all these commercials about beds and snoring and you know, sleeping on the couch, all those things are, they try to make us, be aware of it, but the dentist can help you with not, and it doesn't have to be an expensive procedure, or at least refer you to our medical colleagues again to help resolve issues. You're not sleeping well, you're not going to be healthy.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Timothy Kosinski. Sorry. Sorry, I said your name wrong.
Tim is good.
Sorry, but I want people to get it right. It's if you're looking him up, it's Kosinski. It's a wonderful Polish last name.
Cool.
So I listen, my news director told me many years ago, there's no sweeter sound to anybody than the sound of their own name. So you don't want to botch that. What else do you want to share with our listeners about dental health that I did not ask you?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, we touched on a lot of things. We talked about the health of the tissue, the gums, the teeth, eliminating disease or minimizing it. I think that's imperative. And a third time I've said it now, especially in the age of COVID, it could be a life-saving event. If you have a family member, an elderly family member, I think it's important that you make an appointment and let's evaluate and see problems, you know, just like your dad, you know, as we get older, we don't want to spend the money or we don't think it's important. But it is important, and your dentist can help you maintain health. And then we talked about aesthetics. If you're missing a tooth or you have a partial or a denture and are struggling and your quality of life is diminished, see your dentist, because there are options that we have, including dental implants that are affordable. They really are affordable and provide a tremendous service. And then we talk about aesthetics and that smile and all the things that we can do, the tooth whitening and the laser treatment that we're able to provide our patients to eliminate problem areas in the mouth. Mm. But most important, we have to stay healthy. There's nothing more important than your health. And as we began the conversation, the mouth is the gateway to the rest of the body.
Yeah.
Your dentist can see issues early on, and that's important.
Yeah. So give out all your information. Do you have a website, a phone number? Give us your address. Sure. People want to reach you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's Tim Kosinski, as you said. And we're at 31,000 Telegraph Road, Suite 170. And that's in Bingham Farms, Michigan, 13 Mile and Telegraph, a beautiful building. We have a beautiful calming office. The website is smilecreator.net, smilecreator.net. And the office phone number is 248-646-8651. And you'll speak to Caroline, who's Adal, or Jessica. And they will help you get an evaluation. Our evaluations are no fee. We don't charge for evaluating a certain area, and the patients can make a comfortable decision on their own, educate and instruct and make them aware of what is available, what can or cannot be done. And we move forward from that day to create a positive experience.
You know, I love that you said that too, because it's not a one size fits all. This is really an individual, the need of the patient. You know, I'm sure you see all kinds of cases, but it's not a one size fits all approach.
Everybody is individual. Oh. And we have to work with the patient's priorities. You know, I like to say, if you're coming in missing a front tooth, you may have other issues that we will get to, but we address your front tooth first.
That's
important to know that.
Yeah, that's a really good point to make. Thank you so much for being with us here in It's Your Community and sharing with us all the information we need to know about dental health.
Vanessa, you're a doll.
Happy holidays to you too. God bless. Have a wonderful new year. So as a communication strategist and coach, I want to leave you with some communication tips this week. I love being a certified strengths-based coach, helping clients create strength-based cultures, and a strength-based approach is a powerful differentiator that helps companies attract top talent and bring out the best performance in every employee and create organic business growth. So here are some tips, okay? It's purpose versus paycheck. And this is from Gallup Strengths. And this is, I'm certified as a coach through Gallup Strengths. So this is great content they share. Do you have a purpose or is it a paycheck? People want work that is meaningful to them. Understanding where they're strongest allows employees to connect with their company's purpose. Is it development versus satisfaction? People don't care about frivolous perks at work. They want development that helps them use their natural talents to succeed. So they want coaching. They want to be coached. Coach versus boss. People want managers who can coach them to understand and apply their Clifton strengths and value them as people and employees. Conversations versus reviews. People want ongoing feedback and genuine discussions about how they are doing, not a one-time or one-sided meeting. So you need to have that constant communication. One of the things that I have noticed over several years, and it was a reason I pursued my master's in communications, was a breakdown in how people communicate in the workplace. And a lot of the complaints I do get from clients who I coach is that they don't get proper feedback from their managers, their bosses, their supervisors. They want regular conversations, just not one yearly review. Strengths versus weaknesses. Now, we all have strengths and we all have weaknesses. People want the chance to do what they are naturally best at every day. Because weaknesses never turn into strengths, but strengths develop continually through practice. So you have these natural talents that once you work them, they become strengths. They're like sharpening the saw. But if you have a weakness, you're not going to turn that into a strength. And really knowing what your weaknesses are is imperative to your success, because we learn to manage our weaknesses and take our talents and make them strengths. Life versus a job. People want an authentic relationship with their managers that includes talking both work and life. They want to work somewhere that values their strengths and invest in their ongoing development. People want to work where they know the employer cares about them. where the employer will develop them. And that's where coaching is imperative. It really helps develop that employee to be the best version of themselves and using their talents on a regular basis. So I just wanted to share some communications and coaching tips with all of you here on It's Your Community. Any questions or comments or topics you want me to get to, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, you can reach me in several ways. A great way is going to LinkedIn. You can private message me there. You can also go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching and email me there as well, info@epiphanyccc.com, or find me on Twitter, Instagram, Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook as well. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.